Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Loaded show today on a Wednesday. We'll get to our Fesco and Dusty poll. We'll get to Jay Binkley. We'll have Kyle Brandt. Loaded show. Manager Q will be on the show as well today. So Binkley, Kyle Brandt, Q. Loaded show. Going into this game on Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles coming to town, everybody's favorite team in the NFC.
Do you think they'll bring that woman from the Phillies game to steal balls from kids or not?
No, but have you heard that developing story? I think it's either Tops or some sort of card.
No. There's a card of her?
No. So Tops wants, they want her to, I forget what it is, but they want to do something with it. But the only way that she's allowed, and they're going to pay her for this.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's some sort of card company. I don't know. I'm just saying Tops because it's like baseball's like runaway number one. But they want her to, they're going to pay her for some sort of something from that game to put into a card or whatever. And they want her to publicly apologize to the child and give him the ball back if she wants to get the payment.
Oh, that's great. That's absolutely what she should do. I mean, you want to talk about a Karen. Like, she had everything going on, right? Yeah. She's a weighted vest. Yeah, she's a weighted vest away from filling out the entire Karen playbook, right? Mm. I mean, she checked every box, that hair, the look, the attitude. I mean, if she had the weighted walking vest on, she would have checked every suburban Karen box out there. You know she was pounding Kim Crawford. Mm. And the fact that she was a teacher, too,
I didn't hear that part.
Oh, yes. She's a teacher.
Wow.
She's an educator.
Wow.
I had a few teachers like that. But those were the types of teachers that I needed. Ones that didn't put up with, like, any BS. Because I probably walked over a lot of teachers in my schooling career because I was a terrible student. And when I had those types of teachers, like, I knew I couldn't win. Because it was just, there was just something about it. And they were just stern. Kind of turn me on a little bit, but like, you know, you behaved in those classes. But that's the story I've heard. Also, Harrison Bader, do nice things for people. You never know. Change your day, week, whole life. As Harrison Bader found out who that kid was, went down to brought the kid down to the tunnel, signed a bat, gave him a baseball, all this sort of stuff. Then like somebody from their PR, smart Phillies PR people came down with like a gift bag, gave him all this stuff.
Good.
And then that lady tried to do it again. There's a second video of her trying to get another ball.
Oh, is there really?
And then the whole section boos her and she gives him the bird.
No, she didn't. Oh, yeah. I missed that part of it too. She's a nasty woman.
Yeah. Multiple offenses in her nickname on the internet was Karen DeVille.
Karen DeVille.
She looks like Cruella DeVille.
She does. Yeah.
Like the 2025 version.
But like she I heard Ben talking about it this morning. He's like at a certain age, the women just give up and go with that hairstyle, just like men do. Like we eventually just give up with our hair and go bald or just whatever we have. We don't care anymore. Right. Mm-hmm. She had that. I've given up as, you know, as a woman haircut, that suburban bob that she had going on and whatnot. Just a nasty human being. That's all she is. That there's nothing else I can say. You try to take an $8 baseball away from a child. You're a nasty woman. Nasty.
Speaking of nasty, spitting is nasty. But apparently, Jalen Carter is not going to be suspended. Mm-hmm. We saw this yesterday kind of come out throughout the day as we leave at like 10 a.m., sometimes 9:15. But the news comes out from Adam Schefter. NFL is fining Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter $57,222, which the NFL is not fining him that amount of money. That is his game day check, I believe, right? Maybe not, but they are fining him $57,222 for spitting on Dak Prescott. The league also says the game he was ejected for will serve as his one-game suspension. Quote, after talking to the Eagles, the NFL, and the NFLPA, Jalen has decided not to appeal and focus on the Chiefs game, said Carter's agent Drew Rosenhaus. Well, he can't appeal anything because there's no suspension to appeal. So, guys, I'm lost. I'd like to hear your opinion. Either way, no excuses. Let's get the Eagles in town. Let's kick some ass.
If this happened to the Kansas City Chiefs and our player did that and didn't get suspended, do you know what the backlash would have been around the NFL with the NFL talking heads and all the media out there would have been screaming that the Chiefs get every call. They get every break. They get everything. This happened to Jalen Carter, and everybody's like, yeah, that's a fair suspension. He didn't play in that first game. That's not a fair suspension at all. He did suit up for that game. He was on the field for that game. A play did occur in that game, albeit a kickoff, but it still occurred in that game, and Jalen Carter was in that game. That should not count as a suspension. It's a bad precedent, I believe, to set if you're the NFL. If you're going to start doing stuff like this, then you're going to have to start looking at guys being injured that are coming off suspension, whether it be Rashee Rice or somebody else from another team. This is a bad precedent by the league, because now everybody's going to look back at this and say, well, you didn't suspend Jalen Carter. You allowed that to be the suspension. Are we going to do that now when we're having situations like Rashee Rice, where a guy missed an entire season, then comes back, and then you're going to suspend him more for missing those games when Jalen Carter got nothing? It's not me being a Rashee Rice supporter or anything like this. I'm just looking at the big picture. And once you make moves like this, the precedent has been set. And now everybody's going to want to follow that precedent that they said. It's a bad precedent to set. They should have suspended him for a game.
Yeah, I just don't think that I agree with the bad precedent. I don't know if he should have been suspended for a game. Sure, I don't think ejection should count as a suspension. That verbiage should completely change. If you think that what he served, which was a one-game ejection, is fair, that's completely fine. Let's not call it a suspension. It was not. That is different. But I don't think Rashee Rice's name should be brought up in comparisons at all. They're completely they're wildly different scenarios. He was injured. This guy got ejected for something that he directly did, which was on the field. Rice was off. Like, there should not be. Like, when we start sounding like a little bit bitter homers when we bring up Rashee Rice, to me, I don't see the relevance of the comparison. That's all I'm saying.
I do, though, because he already sat out all of those games. Why can't that serve as a suspension if we're going to allow an ejection to serve as a suspension? Because I agree with you. An ejection is not a suspension.
No, it's not.
He played in that game. He played in that game. So now are we going to come up with a formula that if you don't play a certain percentage of the snaps, that counts as the suspension if you get ejected in a game? Like, we just don't need that. Once the game starts, or pregame, once you're suited up, you're on the field, you walked into that stadium, mm-hmm. the clock should start ticking on that time. And if you get ejected before the game starts, well, that's on you for being stupid. But if you get ejected before the game starts because you did something like that, that's an ejection. That's not a suspension.
Agreed.
Because you were planning on playing in that game. That's where I get mad about this whole thing. They're flippantly blowing this off like it's not a big deal, when it really is. I mean, we talked about it the other day. Spitting on another man is one of the lowest forms of humanity that you can have out there. And this guy did it, and they're basically like saying, It's okay. It's what we do with athletes all over the country, all over the world. We coddle these guys. We let them get away with stuff. And Jalen Carter, of all people, who has a track record coming into this league, is now not punished again for his actions off the field or on the field. You think that's going to make Jalen Carter stop doing this kind of stuff? The guy needed to be suspended for at least a game.
So did Jake Elliott kick it out of the end zone?
When?
In that game. Because he spit on Dak Prescott, so the offense came on the field. Philadelphia kicked the ball,
mm-hmm.
and no time came off the clock, so it was still at 15-0-0.
Yeah,
I thought it was 14-57.
Because doesn't that technically mean the game has started? Like, I would understand where they're coming from if the ball had gotten kicked out of the end zone and the game had not officially, but the game officially started. They kicked the ball.
Right, exactly.
So the game started.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The game was underway.
Yeah, I don't, I was kind of, being sarcastic when I say this Rashee Rice thing, but the thing I just don't understand is, like, this just
14-54.
So the
game was 6 seconds into the game.
Yes, the game had started.
But they're saying that since the game hadn't Isn't that the word?
The game really hadn't started.
What am I missing
well,
here?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I guess he hadn't started playing. I don't know.
Oh, so now we're going to go down to this. Okay, so the offense didn't take the field yet, so Patrick Mahomes technically didn't play in that game, so that doesn't count.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, they said it was returned because the guy tore his knee. Yeah, the guy, literally, the way the NFL season started was a season-ending injury,
right?
And the guy gets caught off the field, and then Carter spit on a guy. So where I'm at is, like, if this is in pregame warm-ups, the game hasn't started.
Right.
14:56, I'm just being a lawyer here, trying to do my best lawyer imitation. The game has started. Like, there's no line.
Exactly.
The game has started, whether it's 14:59, whether it's 14:58 or 14:54, 56, wherever it was, the game officially started.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they have described, I'm going to go back to our rundown, I'm trying to read the tweet again of what they said. It says, NFL is fining Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter $57,220 for spitting on Dak Prescott. The league also says the game he was ejected for will serve as a one-game suspension. After talking to the Eagles, NFL, and the NFLPA, Jalen has decided not to appeal and focus on the Chiefs game, said Drew Rosenhaus. So again, he was ejected, but he was ejected because there's this make-believe time frame that we have now? That, like, because it wasn't at 14 minutes flat, that there wasn't an actual defensive play? But there was a play. A guy ruined his entire season because he got hurt. So am I wrong? Again, I'm just trying to make sense of saying things out loud.
Yeah, no, you're making a lot of sense when you say it out loud, right?
A lot of people said he was
right?
ejected because he didn't actually, the game didn't start yet. The game did officially start.
No, the game was well underway. That's where I have a fundamental problem with all of this. You're changing rules. You're making up rules. You're creating scenarios to allow this guy to play because it's better for TV if Jalen Carter is playing in this game. It's just a better game when you have all your people playing. They want a big television number for this game. And, you know, Fox has dedicated their whole day. They're doing a 2-hour pregame show from Arrowhead on Sunday. Yeah, they've been promoting this game. They were promoting this game before kickoff of the games in week one of how big this game is going to be. And so you want everybody playing in these games. I just think when I look at this scenario right now, if this was reversed and this was a Chief that did this, all of these shows would be screaming all week that the NFL is in bed with the Chiefs. And here we are with a Philadelphia Eagle not getting suspended and all the ball washers for the NFL, the Peliceros, the Schefters, and all of those insiders that carry the water for this league. They're all out there acting like this is no big deal because the league told them to act like it's no big deal. It's a scam by the NFL not to suspend this guy. And I'll tell you what, it was a scam by the NFL not to throw that guy out for slapping Travis Kelce in the face. And I didn't necessarily think it was. And then I heard Andy Reid kind of no comment that thing in the press conference on Monday. And I'm like, oh, he's definitely pissed about this too. So we've had two instances now in 1 week of the NFL that have gone blatantly in not favor of the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't want to hear this nonsense anymore that we get all the calls and we get all the benefit. We get all this. We got our number one wide receiver suspended for 6 effing games. We got a guy that spit on players, no suspension at all. And we got another guy that slaps our tight end in the face and he doesn't get ejected from a football game. Don't tell me we get all the calls here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think we're lucky that Rice only got 6 games, in my honest opinion. Bob, you want Carter suspended because Carter, the Chiefs have zero chance. Dusty, he played 0 snaps. Clowns. I love that.
I don't understand what that means.
Well, you know what? I'm glad Carter's playing. You know what? Because when the Philadelphia Eagles come in to Arrowhead, 0 excuses. Let's just beat them straight up.
Yeah, just beat them straight up, man.
Beat them straight up. I can't wait for that to happen. If that does happen, in fact, on Sunday at 3:25, is that Nance and Romo?
No, it's Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady. Yeah.
Speaking of Tom Brady,
he's already here.
Oh yeah, taking the ice bath?
Yeah,
because he was on with Kevin Hart's show, and talking about the Chiefs quarterback.
Everyone is coddled a little bit more.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to saying, hey, you better come in and get the work done.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, hey, you know, you probably should do this.
Yeah.
The guys that are really going to have the great work ethic, they're going to really be able to succeed.
Who do you feel has the biggest opportunity in today's game to possibly duplicate a version of history? Like, do you feel like
Patrick?
Patrick. Do you feel like Patrick?
Patrick.
For sure.
He has a will to win. He's got a desire every time he takes the field to be a great leader. It's just everything he says is the right thing.
I love that. Who do you think? Patrick. It's like nobody else. No consideration. It's Patrick Mahomes. And I think what Tom Brady is saying there, He sounds a little boomerish, I'm not going to lie. The quarterbacks today are coddled. That's where we are, though, in life, right? People don't respond to yelling. We were talking about it kind of before the show. We were talking about some documentaries we were watching and people yelling and screaming. Mm. People don't respond to the yelling. People don't respond to that kind of stuff. It is a different generation. And so when Tom Brady says, you know, these guys are coddled, if you will, for lack of a better term, he's not wrong about that. It's not the same as it used to be where you would tell a player to do something. Now guys are making $80 million. They're like, I ain't going to do it if I don't want to do it. And then you have Patrick Mahomes, who makes $50 million or whatever it is, and is trying to learn and get better every single minute he's alive and taking a breath on this earth. I think Josh Allen's that way as well. I think Lamar is that way. I think Burrow is that way. I don't know many others that may be that way. But you see the guys that have sustained success. They're the guys that want to put in that hard work. And Tom Brady can vouch for that, Dusty, because he had 20-some years of success in the NFL and always outworked everybody in this league.
Yeah, I just have a hard time believing who and who doesn't like officially work out hard because I just don't know their routine. It might be different. Some people are sicker than others, right? Like there's some people like Pistol Pete Maravich who literally died on the basketball court
right.
practicing basketball because he just is a go getter. So I mean, yeah, like obviously it's easy to say that Mahomes is, but again, like we look at how much Mahomes is portrayed. Like every time the season ends, what's something we see in 2 weeks? Bobby and Mahomes in the lab working on something. Oh, Mahomes, QB1's getting ready for next season. We always see that. We don't really see that. Maybe it's because our algorithm is, you know, a lot of Kansas City here, but we don't necessarily see that with Burrow, or we see that with Kyler, or we see that with Caleb or CJ. But that doesn't mean they're not doing it. That doesn't mean that they're not putting in work to where it's like they're trying their ass off to get better for the next year and try to get to a point where they can be at the best of their possible ability. But yeah, I mean, it also just goes to show that, I mean, to me, like Tom Brady is officially in love with Patrick Mahomes. Like,
yeah,
everything that he brings back, which again, we go back to when we compare quarterbacks and eras to teams, we always try to take the Patriot route. We try to take the Tom Brady comparisons because when you put yourself in that greatness category because of what you've accomplished, there will always be those comps and those comparisons because of what it is. And Tom Brady sees a lot of himself and Patrick Mahomes because of the accolades that they have, you know, accomplished young in their career. Plus, I'm sure they talk a lot. I'm sure they hang out a lot. So again, he's somewhat a little biased, I believe. But I bet if he was talking about Josh Allen, or if he was talking, if he went and, you know, saw this or whatever. But there is that sort of thing that puts better ones over the others because of how far they will go or how far they will push. We have friends that are in better shape than other friends because they actually run 5 miles a day, where we have some people that are like, yeah, I walked like 2.5 on Monday, Wednesday. It's like, well, then, yeah, you're not going to get to that guy's level, but if you're happy with where your level is at and it works for you,
sure,
then that's what it is. But some people do go above and beyond and do work harder, and sometimes those results do show.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, like, the Chiefs are one of only, what, 4 or 5 teams that travel for training camp. And, you know, obviously Mahomes has, you know, accomplished so much that it's kind of easy to be like, well, he just works really hard. Look at his accomplishments. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean
there are other factors as well.
Yeah. But the work ethic is big. Obviously, sure. The Andy Reid, you know, having him alongside is huge for Patrick Mahomes. And I still maintain he wouldn't have had the success that he's had so far if it was a nobody head football coach in the NFL coaching him right now. He's benefited from Andy. Andy's benefited from him. But let's not call, you know, Patrick Mahomes lucky or anything like that. That guy does bust his ass. And when you see him bust his ass and then you see the results, if you're another quarterback in this league, or you're getting ready to be a quarterback in this league, why wouldn't you call Patrick Mahomes and say, hey, man, what do you do? How do you go about your daily day? Because I do believe Patrick did that with Tom Brady. I mean, they talked after that AFC championship game. People keep bringing that up as much as anything, how they had that conversation after that first AFC championship game loss. And Patrick Mahomes, you know, listened to Tom Brady for like 20 minutes outside the locker room. Tom fell in love with Patrick that day and hasn't let go. But it is. It's like anything in life. The harder you work, the better you prepare, the better off you're going to be for your final product. And that's why Patrick Mahomes and this team is so good. And I think we've taken that for granted over these years. We have taken for granted the amount of work and effort and preparation and all that kind of stuff that goes into that finished product that we see every Sunday on you know, Arrowhead or wherever we're watching the games. We take it for granted because we just expect them to go out there and do that. They're able to go out there and do that because of everything they do from Monday through Saturday to get them ready for these games.
Right.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So it is a Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, which means it is a poll question Wednesday. And the poll question today is basically a ranking of your confidence level on the Chiefs winning on Sunday. Percentage-wise, are you 75 to 100% confident that they get this W on Sunday at 325? 50 to 75%, 25 to 50%, or 25 to 0%? Like, where are you at in these tiers, A, B, C, or D? Are you 100 to 75%, 75 to 50%, 50 to 25%, or 25 to 0% chance they win this game? So it should be an interesting game on Sunday. Again, I'm glad that they're all going to be there. I'm in the camp of, and this kind of alludes to like some people on the text line, some people in national media, like, oh, Chiefs fans will be irate that Jalen Carter's playing, because now, you know, it's like, let him play. Because then what happens if they win? Because Mahomes is an underdog at home. And that's another thing that I think is interesting. Mm-hmm. 1.5 underdog is what I've seen so far.
They went from a 1.5 favorite to a pick 'em to a 1.5 underdog. Wow.
I think a lot of that had to do with the Xavier Worthy news and the Jalen Carter news. And that's a two-player swing, both effective for both teams, both effective against both teams. Obviously, Xavier Worthy is day by day, according to Andy Reid, and Jalen Carter is obviously not going to be suspended. We'll be playing Sunday. So I'd love to see it, because I think I can count on one hand, maybe, how many times Patrick Mahomes in the regular season has been an underdog at home.
Yeah, it's been less than five, and if you look on AI, they said on September 7th, 2025, against the Broncos, he was an underdog at home. And then on September 28th, 2025, against San Francisco, he was an underdog at home. That's what AI tells you. But yeah, you're right. It's less than five. We're thinking it's 2 to 3 times that he's been a home underdog at Arrowhead Stadium. The last time I'm looking, the last time he was a home underdog, according to StatMuse.com, was against Buffalo on the 22nd, or in 2022, in October, and they lost that game 24-20 at Arrowhead. That's the last time I'm seeing that he's been a home underdog. So it doesn't happen a lot, and I think because of that, I think people are starting to get Friday out of their system now and move forward. I felt a lot more positive vibes around town yesterday about this team, and a lot more people getting excited about this Philadelphia game, because I think everybody knows what's at stake. It's a major game. You don't want to fall to 0-2. We know what that means. You know, in the NFL, when you fall to 0-2 over these years, it's very hard to make the playoffs at that point in time, right? So everybody's looking at this game as a big game. I think, really, to be honest with you, deep down inside, I think the Chiefs are looking like this is their first game of the year. I really do. Like, again, we talked about it yesterday. The more and more I look back on that game down in Brazil, the more and more I realize, like, God, I just don't think they were focused on the right things going down to Brazil. They were so caught up in all that travel and how bad it was. I think they let that get ahead of them, and they let that kind of dictate and be the narrative of that game. So I'm looking at this as their first game of the year, where they're really, truly ready for it. Nothing to complain about, no travel issues, all that kind of stuff. You come out with your A game at home on Sunday in Arrowhead and kick that Eagle ass, man.
So the team that wants to be the world's team and wants to get every international game they can is going to use the international game as the excuse?
That
sucks.
I'm not saying they're using it as an excuse, but I'm saying sometimes when you talk about stuff and you get it into your mind that it's not right, you can't convince yourself that it is, and you dwell on the negative. We've all been there. Who's been to therapy knows, stop dwelling on the negative. But if people, if you're constantly hearing something, right, oh, this 12-hour plane ride, oh, this 10-hour bus ride, oh, we've already been to the West Coast twice. Like, I've been hearing about this since July.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You have to add up all of the kind of dots and you get the answer to your question, right? They have been complaining and upset with the schedule since July, since training camp, like going up to St. Joe every day, flying to Arizona, flying to Seattle, then flying. So if somebody constantly talks about that all the time, you develop those tendencies. You start to believe that kind of stuff. And subconsciously, yeah, probably got in the way. Probably did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.